Welcome, great patriotic friends, to November 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page at Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson and let me know what your thoughts are on today's show. This is an interactive show and your participation is highly encouraged. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. And let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. Teddy Roosevelt travels to Panama, plus we'll wish a happy birthday to Canadian-American James Naismith, who invented basketball. American election news, since it is after all that time of year, of course, about Abraham Lincoln, Jefferson Davis, Herbert Hoover, Eisenhower, and Edward Kennedy. Not to mention tons and tons of historical sports news, so we'll get to all that and more. All right, so now let's do this. 1906, Teddy Roosevelt travels to Panama. There was a growing need to travel from the Atlantic to the Pacific that grew more obvious during the 19th century. In fact, Europeans had been wanting a shortcut since the 16th century. The Panama Canal would be the best choice, seeing as to go around it, one had to travel 13,000 miles in treacherous waters, a journey that could take months. Attempts by the French to build a canal across in the 1800s were met with pouring rain, snakes, and mosquitoes carrying malaria. Explorers were dying by the hundreds. The investors who were funding the French digging had lost hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of workers. Ferdinand de Lesseps, who was in charge of the project, was asked if he was a canal digger or a grave digger. Then Teddy got into office and changed all that. One of the first things Teddy Roosevelt wanted to do while president was get the project completed. He purchased it from the French in 1901 and went straight to work. Colombia objected briefly, but was quickly bribed, and the nation of Panama came into existence November 3rd, 1902. Once Americans took on the cause, the same thing happened to the workers. Three out of four Americans who worked on the canal died of yellow fever or malaria. Roosevelt got John Stevens to head the project, who had a novel idea. Instead of going down there to start digging, why not just clean the place first? Aha! Sanitation efforts were carried out. Swamps were drained, drainage ditches cleaned, roads were paved, and plumbing systems installed. Pesticides blanketed the entire area. Then the fun began. You may have seen a famous picture of Roosevelt holding a large steam shovel. These steam shovels and new railways would move over 100 million tons of rocks and earth to create dams. The project would finally be completed on August 15, 1914. An invention and patent news, 1861. Happy birthday, Canadian-American James Naismith, who invented the game of basketball and wrote the actual rule book. 1928. Colonel Jason Schick patents the electric razor, and man was he clean shaven. Unfortunately for him, he had to move to Canada to avoid charges for tax evasion. And now, moving on to election news, since it is after all that time of year, 1860, Abe Lincoln is elected the 16th president. America's first Republican president, Lincoln defeated Southern Democrat John Breckinridge, Constitutional Union candidate John Bell, and Northern Democrat Stephen Douglas. In 1861, Jefferson Davis is elected to a six-year term as U.S. Confederate president. 1928, Republican Herbert Hoover beats Alfred E. Smith. 1956, incumbent Dwight Eisenhower is reelected, defeating Adlai Stevenson. In 1962, Edward Kennedy is elected senator of Massachusetts. And now that we're done with the World Series, going backwards in sports honorary news, 2007, Greg Maddux, who played for the Cubs and the Braves, won his 17th Gold Glove. In 2002, Barry Zito of Oakland won his first Cy Young Award. In 1998, Kerry Wood of Chicago won the National League Rookie of the Year. In 1991, Chuck Knobloch, who played for the Twins, Yankees, and Royals, was named American League Rookie of the Year. In 1974, Dodger Mike Marshall became the first reliever to win the Cy Young. In 1970, Jim Perry of Minnesota won the Cy Young as well. And in non-baseball news, 1991, Greta Waits won her 9th women's title at the New York City Marathon. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for November 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page, and let me know what your thoughts are on today's EP. For instance, what did you think about that Teddy Roosevelt story in Panama? Controversial enough for you, as far as American interests in Latin America? Or what about the electric razor? Can you believe they've been around since 1928? Awesome. So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out some of the multiple choice quizzes on the website. Let me know how you do on those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about Galloping Gurney, plus the Second Battle of Fallujah, Cornell U, the Battle of Belmont, and John Fogerty. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.